George Lamb.
Britain's teenagers are eating themselves to death. The fattest in Europe, they're in the grip of an obesity epidemic. But 10 overweight teens have the chance to save themselves. They've tried every diet going, except one, the diet our bodies evolved to eat. A quarter of a million years ago, man became the planet's most successful hunter-gatherer, perfectly adapted to live off the land. We've still got caveman guts, but now we're filling them with processed fats and refined sugars. Ditching their fast food lifestyles, the teens are going back to man's roots. They're heading to the remote jungles of Borneo to live with a tribe of former headhunters. But will these fat teens be able to forage for their food, catch it, and kill it? Can they swap their junk food for jungle grub? At Gatwick, a British Airways flight has just touched down from St. Lucia. In the last few weeks, cocaine seizures from St. Lucia have skyrocketed, and border officers have intensified efforts to make sure no smugglers slip through the net. As the passengers disembark, the officers are on the lookout for anyone who fits the many profiles of a smuggler. Drug dog Megan is a vital tool for finding smugglers. Sometimes just the presence of a dog can make nervous smugglers give themselves away. Hazel's noticed a man in a white-collared shirt. The passenger appears uneasy as the sniffer dog examines his cases. But Megan doesn't give a definite indication. With their suspicions aroused, they decide to question him anyway,